I wanted to play a clip for you from John Prendergast. He is the senior advisor for the International Crisis Group, leader of the Save Darfur Coalition, has argued that genocide is occurring in Darfur, that the Sudanese government is trying to mask what's really happening.
This policy of divide and conquer, which has been in place since the early part of this decade, had as its objective the creation of anarchy in Darfur. So when people take a snapshot today and see Darfur and go, my God, all these groups are fighting against each other, it seems like it's chaos, it's precisely what the government intended.
Your response?
We need to keep in mind, and John Prendergast needs to keep in mind, that the history of state-sponsored terrorism in that part of Africa begins with the U.S. providing a political umbrella to South Africa to create a state-sponsored terrorist movement in Mozambique, RENAMO. And it is after a full decade of that impunity that others learn the experience. And Charles Taylor begins it in Liberia, and the Sudanese government begins it in the South. But this is the second thing, which builds on this history of political violence. The third thing is then is that when the rebel movements begin in 2003 in Darfur, the Khartoum government responds in the same way, which is it looks at the scene and it picks the weakest, the most vulnerable, the ones that they can bring under their wing. It arms them and says, go for it. Hmm. And they go for the land.
Professor Mamdani, you quote the saying, out of Iraq into Darfur. What about intervention?
Well, look, the question in Darfur is really, how do we stop the fighting? Because if we want to stop the killing of civilians, we have to stop the fighting. And the only way to stop the fighting is a political resolution. In 2005, African Union troops came into Darfur. I interviewed the Ghanaian general who was deputy to Dallaire in Rwanda and who is the chief of the UN Nucleus Force in Darfur. And he said to me that the African Union troops were spectacularly successful in 2005. The killing came down dramatically. And then he said two things happened. One, both happened around the question of finances, because African countries can provide troops, but they don't have finances to provide salaries or logistics. So the first shift was around salaries. The salaries of African troops were being paid by the European Union, which paid them from an emergency fund, and it shifted the payment to quarterly payments. So they would make payment every 3 months, and they would only make the next 3 month payment if the paperwork was done properly, if there was accountability. So as I speak now, African Union troops have not been paid for 4 months. Because the EU says there hasn't been proper accountability. Second is about logistics. The troops have to work with planes, and the planes provided are not military planes. They are planes flown by civilian pilots, and civilian pilots have the right to refuse to fly in areas which they consider dangerous. Now, of course, all these areas are dangerous, so you're operating with logistics that you don't control. Civilian pilots will not. The Ghanaian general said to me, I asked him, I said, why do you think these changes happen? He said, I don't know, but the only thing I can think is that the reason would only be political. I had the same response when I heard President Bush's speech.
Meaning to make the African Union troops ineffective.
Ineffective, exactly. Because
incapacitate
the
them.
Contention has been over who has political control over the troops in Darfur. Okay, the African Union troops are under the political control of African Union. And there is a concerted attempt being made to shift the political control of any intervention force inside Darfur from inside Africa to outside Africa. The second thing is that the African Union is convinced that they cannot go in and fight. They can only go in with the agreement of both sides. So they can only intervene consensually. And that is crucial and important, because if they go in with the two sides not agreeing, the fighting will simply increase and the slaughter of civilians will increase. President Bush's speech yesterday, the response of the UN, the UN Secretary General was, look, we're just arriving at an agreement. We've been working for the last 4 or 5 months, and the Sudan government is agreeing. The South African